Welcome to The Living Word with Chuck Davis.
Matthew 4, 8 to 11, Temptation to Shortcut. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in their glory. And he said to him, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Begone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him. We see that the devil has been moving Jesus in his temptations higher and higher, begins at the very base level of his body and ends up at the temple and then onto his mission. You see, Satan can't get at his identity. He can't get at his body, which is a lower temptation. He can't get at his spiritual sensitivity, his desire to be obedient and confident in the word. So now he goes after his vocational high point. This was Jesus' calling as the Messiah. The kingdoms of the world, remember the announcement of the Messiah was that he was to bring light to all the nations. And basically, Satan offers a shortcut to that. One of the questions behind commentators is, was this a legitimate offer? Given the fact that Jesus calls Satan, especially in John, the ruler of the prince of this world, it would suggest so. John and Paul especially pick up these elements in their writing, giving us a theology of the evil one. John refers to him as the prince of this world. In Revelations 12 and 13, we see that even the dragon and the beast have authority to attack the believers. John tells us at one point the whole world is under the control of the evil one. Paul refers to him as the ruler of this age. I personally believe this was a legitimate offer. But it was an illegitimate offer because the way Jesus was going to become the light to the nations was through crucifixion and resurrection and ascension, not to bow down. Jesus once again goes to the Word. He is the one who responds without hesitation by going to the Word, his Bible, the Hebrew Scriptures. And this time he gives a command, basically says, "Be gone, Satan." Whenever Jesus deals with demons, he exposes them, and then there's a command, "You go or you come out of that person." And we're told in the text that the devil left him. See, the authority of the devil is very clear, but he understands when there's a greater authority that comes against him. Luke tells us in his account of the temptations of Jesus that he went away waiting for another opportunity to return. At the end of it, angels come and minister to Jesus. I guess the question is, why weren't angels there earlier? I think it goes back to our earlier discussion between the difference of testing and trials. The Spirit led him out because Jesus is becoming an overcomer. As the second Adam, he's going to be able to take temptation on and not be brought under it. There's a link in all three temptations. It is God. In each of these, there's a reference back to the Father and his leading and guiding as being the one who's the director of all things. The so what of this passage is not only to see Jesus as my atonement sacrifice, but to see Jesus as a model who leads me in the way. And if Jesus is my model, I need to engage temptation in the same way. In my walk, in my worship of the Lord, temptation will come along, and we will have the opportunity to stand as God releases his life through us. My now what is a reminder to get tooled up. Have a well-developed theology of spiritual warfare, then you'll be able to take your stand. And simply be courageous. Bruner, in his commentary, says, Jesus teaches that our spiritual warfare is with a defeated devil because we are in the company of a conquering Christ. I would even add beyond that, not only are we in the company, but because of our union with him, we are saturated with this Christ. And so, Lord, today we know temptation's coming. We know accusation is coming. These are age-old tools of the enemy. Give us courage to take our stand. In Jesus' name, amen.